1-3-295-8000.
Take Mundo in the Morning from your car into your home. KCMO Talk Radio is also on your favorite smart speaker.
Well, it's always our pleasure to welcome on and say good morning to Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, who joins us here on KCMO Talk Radio. Senator, great to have you on. Before we get to the D.C. issues of the day, as a K-State and a sports fan, we're just talking about this Big 12 SEC Oklahoma-Texas deal. I mean, what are we going to do? We got to keep this Big 12 intact. We need you to start pulling those strings here around the country.
Well, Pete, you know, you're ahead of me. Doggone it. I missed it. I was going to say talk about I thought Chiefs was opening weekend. You know, their camp was this weekend. But I'm going to have to look into that. I do got some connections at the University of Texas, and all things go through Texas, whether we like it or not, when it comes to this issue. And I'm sure you recall some of the battles we've had here in Kansas City over the Big 12 basketball tournament. And really, they broke up the Big 8. Mm-hmm. So let me look into that. I appreciate the heads up.
Anything we can do to help, and that's what we're here for. We always appreciate anything you can do as well, because if not, K-State may be without a conference here before long. So we got to figure that thing out. The other thing we got to figure out, by the way, Senator Marshall, is just what we're dealing with right now on the COVID front. None of us want to go back to the old days. We don't want to deal with masks or lockdowns or restrictions or anything like that. What in Missouri, they just launched a COVID-19 vaccine incentive program. As a doctor, as well as a U.S. senator, what is your message to Kansans right now?
Well, look, this is not a time to fear monger. I think we got to turn the volume down on some of the TV stations that are trying to scare you to death. I mean, I was sitting there in the Senate gym next to a Democrat, a good friend of mine, Senator. He had CNN blaring, and it even scared me. But here's the thoughts about the Delta variant. Is it is more transmissible, but it's not as virulent. Does that make sense, Pete? Mm-hmm. That it's easier to transmit, but it's not as mean. Mm-hmm. Look at across America, about two-thirds of adults will have had their second vaccine within a matter of weeks. 90% of our senior citizens have. This is not a time to overreact. We're actually in good shape. If you have not had your vaccine yet, here's my message. Please go talk to your doctor. Ask him for the antibody test. About half of Americans who have not had the vaccine yet have already had the virus. So there's a 50-50 chance you don't need the vaccine. And then if you haven't had the vaccine, I think that's a discussion between you and your doctor. So I think I would start there. We could talk about kids if you wanted to. But I think really this is down to a situation. This is a decision between you and your doctor. There's nothing Dr. Fauci or Jen Psaki or Roger Marshall can say. No one should be trying to talk you into doing anything. This is absolutely a message of freedom. And above all, let's don't shut the economy down. Let's don't shut our schools down. Let's don't make our kids wear masks. That'll do more harm than good.
Yeah. Now, what about the kids? I mean, we're talking here. Yeah. We've got decisions. KCK already said they're going back to full masks in schools. And listen, no one wants Delta to spread or any variant to spread. But we learned that the last year did a lot more damage to our kids while we knew how low their risk was, at least for the better part of a year now. So what should be the conversation there, doctor? Because it seems like we're going back in time on that.
Yeah, Pete, you know, you've got young kids. I've got grandsons about your kids' age, mm-hmm. and they're learning to speak right now. And we do a lot of lip reading when we learn to talk, and even now when we're learning to listen. And as you learn to read people, and you know, what's that expression? They're saying this, but there's sadness in their eyes, there's sadness in their voice. So I think the masks are very, very harmful to children. I think it creates a huge psychological stress. And in all frankness, no one has shown me that in the real world, masks actually make a difference for kids in grade school or middle school or high school. You know, they're just not gonna, the compliance with them is not going to work. And this is the question I asked the director of the CDC on Tuesday of this week. I asked her, how many children without some type of underlying medical condition have died from COVID? She didn't know. The FDA director didn't know. So almost 400 kids have died with COVID, but they all had an underlying medical condition. So why are we using this to strap our children down and run their lives? And again, half of our kids have already had the virus, so we should start with getting our kids tested for the antibody. Wouldn't you love to know if the preschool that your oldest is going to go to, if 80% of the kids already have antibodies? Wouldn't that be a good thing to know when if this Delta variant comes cruising through here? And then you as a parent could decide, hey, you know, we're not going to go to school this week. We're going to homeschool or whatever it is you're going to do. But the CDC needs to give us the information we want, not the information that they want to use to manipulate us in to making decisions for our lives. So I'm pretty fired up about this.
Now, just out of curiosity, with that doctor's hat on, I've read mixed reports on how accurate the antibody tests are. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. You know, so if you have antibodies, then you can say, I've got antibodies. There's a, you know, that's not a false positive.
Okay, so those are pretty accurate. Those are pretty accurate.
Yeah, but if it says you don't have it, then it's not, we're not sure, because not every antibody test is the same. You know, throughout the greater metro area, lots of different labs doing different types of testing. And I've seen situations where seven family members all absolutely had the COVID. And, you know, based upon their symptoms, they all had it at the same time, and two of them didn't have antibodies later. And then lastly, I'll say this, is that over a course of 6 or 8 months after you had it, your antibodies go down, and it's going to be missed, which is why we need what's called a T-cell test, and I cannot get the FDA to move on it. People that had the Spanish flu back in 1918 were still having positive T-cells 90, 95 years later, right?
Wow.
So this T-cell test would help catch, like, I think, you know, I had the virus a year and a half ago, and my antibodies are negative now, but I bet if I get the T-cell test, it'll be positive, and that's what's going to protect us, is T-cell immunity. But the FDA won't approve it because they're politicizing the decision, and it just makes my head want to explode.
So I don't know if I knew that you had COVID back, what, March of last year?
You know, I think it was way earlier than that. You know, I think it was like December, actually.
Oh, really?
Before, yes.
Oh,
you know,
interesting.
And it's in, you know, retrospectively, my wife and I both had it, and it was unnamed at the time. But now that we've seen the antibodies were positive on Americans back in December of 2019, she just had classic symptoms.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Here we are.
Interesting. Here we are. Senator Roger Marshall's on KCMO. All right, Senator, inflation. We've seen these latest numbers continue to just skyrocket. 5% was the number last week that came out year over year on inflation. Yet it doesn't seem like it's connecting with the powers that be there in Washington, D.C., that spending more money, injecting more cash into the economy is not going to help this inflationary problem. We're seeing it back here at home. How do you get this message across to your friends on the other side of the aisle? Because this can really start hurting working Kansans sooner than later.
You know, Pete, it's hurting us already. It's been hurting us for months. This is another crisis created by the policies of this White House and their socialist friends, if you think about it. So we have had this crisis because they printed too much more money, they borrowed too much money. But what's really driving it now is our manufacturing supply chains are locked. And I'll give you a great example. I was at a warehouse on the Kansas-Missouri border. It's been 4 or 6 weeks ago, right the week that the Missouri governor announced that they were going to stop the extra $300 per week of unemployment. And this particular warehouse typically employed 300 people. They'd had success through the COVID. What the product they were warehousing was very popular. They'd been short 30, 45 employees. They'd hired that week 15 people, 14 from Missouri.
Wow.
So it is about this extra money. So we're paying families right now. This is going to blow you and your listeners away, Pete. A family of four right now could have $110,000 a year of income from the federal government, $110,000 a year. Why would you go back to work if your family of four was getting $110,000, getting your health insurance for free, essentially? And there's just so many, there's just too much, right? That's mm-hmm. what's driving inflation. So whether there's, you know, the manufacturing, whatever the products you're needing, whether it's rare earth minerals or aluminum or steel or chips, you know, that's what's causing this inflation right now. And this administration, I guarantee you, if I had the vice president, the president on the phone with us today, or Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, they would look at you and me like we've got three eyes and two horns in our head.
But I just don't understand that here, Senator, because, I mean, they want to spend another, what, trillion-plus dollars on what they're calling infrastructure. Whether or not it is debatable anyway to begin with. But this is hurting working people in the pocketbooks, I mean, on everything from milk to washing machines. So how do they not – I mean, the numbers are clear as day. You can't debate the numbers.
Yo, Pete, your head's exploding now, right?
As you start I'm trying to not make it explode, but it's not. You're not helping me here.
Yep, yeah. So they're wanting to double down on the policy that's created it, right? And no, they want to pass really like $6 or $7 trillion of borrowed money. They want to go on a tax and spend spree at your expense. I mean, you better grab your wallet because they want to spend, they will end up spending $6 or $7 trillion before it's all said and done, given the opportunity. They're going to get rid of stepped up bases. They're going to get rid of the 1031 exchanges. They're going to tax your capital gains the same as what your regular income tax is. They want your money. This is socialism. They call it human infrastructure, but this is really bringing socialism, legislating socialism for the entire country. Elections do have consequences. Here we are.
Senator Roger Marshall on KCMO. Senator, thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pete. Take care.
You bet. Roger Marshall on KCMO Talk Radio.